Silence filled the room. Then Sire Belverin broke it. What do you mean by that? Born a prince, he would always be—
No. He had changed.
We judged he might never be fit to rule.
You judged? How dared you?
You forget, sir, that he was my sister's child. This time Amrothlan's voice was edged with all the cold fury that elves could show. My own mother's grandson, a flower of the lady's forest as much as an heir to your throne, you know, or should remember, how rarely we elves bear children, and how we delight in them. We judged, yes. We, who loved his mother through such ages as you humans call infinite, we judged him. Had you seen him then, sir, you would have judged him too, and perhaps more harshly than we, for you would never have known him for his father's son, or his mother's.
What had happened? Asked Pox, into the horrified silence.
Amrothlan, still angry, turned to her, speaking with delicate precision.
Lady, we do not know. He bore scars of body and mind, as if he had been enslaved to a cruel master. Far away, I would say, since we had not sensed his tag. Within was fear, but with a core of bitter anger.
Pox turned to the others. So at one time in the past, your prince still lived, years after you thought him dead. Perhaps he lived long enough to father heirs of his own. She looked back at the elf. Is he still alive, Amrothlan?
Do you do well to ask, Paladin of Gird?
Amrothlan, I ask what I ask. By the bidding of the High Lord, if my prayers be true, not for myself but for this kingdom.
As you will, lady. Then I will say he is alive.
Do you know where? Do you know his name?
I cannot help you, said Amrothlan. You have not asked yet why he himself never claimed his inheritance. He has no memory of it. It was destroyed. If only—
Amrothlan looked down for an instant, then met Pox's eyes again.
We elves like not that phrase, but in this case, had the attack happened on the way home, the prince could not have been damaged as he was. The wakening of his elven powers would have warded him somewhat, but as it was, he knows not his own name or title. When he returned to the Eight Kingdoms, the man who took him in as a servant eventually guessed who he might be. But he saw no future for him at this court. He concealed what he guessed and told the boy nothing.
Who was that? Asked Sire Holveric quickly. In Leonia? In Praelith?
I cannot help you, said Amrothlan again.
Cannot? Or will not? Asked Pox.
Lady, I have done what I can. We are not convinced he is fit to rule. He has had the chance to show ability and has turned away.
Why didn't you heal him? Asked Belverin suddenly. Couldn't you have done that when you first met him again?
Amrothlan put up his hand. We could not heal, or attempt to heal, without risking great harm both to him and to the kingdom. If we had restored, say, his memory of his name, and not been able to restore the tag of his spirit, would that have been well done? We judged not. Sometimes time itself heals what no magics can, elven or other. We waited. We watched from afar. We did not see the sign of growth we could foster. We did not wish to do more destruction to one who had been so harmed already.
He waited until every